Hello everybody, in this Flash and ActionScript 3 lesson I'll demonstrate how to map out or capture or realize user mouse coordinates. So you see how my mouse is moving and the stage coordinates are moving along with it, and I set it to where when you put your mouse over this movie clip here, this black movie clip symbol on stage, it also realizes and captures and shows the user's mouse coordinates just over that particular movie clip. And then the stage coordinates are still rolling along. This way you can use this type of application or this type of code to capture where the user's mouse is, so that way if they're on this part of your stage or that part of your stage, you can move things. And I made a you can see on the mouse is a green animated dot, and I made that follow the mouse. So there's a whole lot of things you can do. So if I know exactly where the user's mouse is on stage, I can make that mouse follow it pretty easily with a little bit of ActionScript, and I show you how to do that inside this file. And let me show you the file here, and you can see there's that black movie clip. There's nothing on stage, really no symbols on stage except that black movie clip. And then I have a layer where that black movie clip is all by itself here, and then the layer above it is everything else on stage, and that's the dynamic text fields that display the coordinates, the mouse coordinates. Then we have the ActionScript layer, and in the ActionScript layer you can see I was really nice and I commented out the code above every single line to tell you what it's doing. And what is there to tell you about this one? This one's pretty simple, but a lot of people really don't understand how to capture user mouse coordinates, you know, at the most basic level. So this one will show you how to understand at the most basic level how to capture mouse coordinates on top of your movie clips or mouse coordinates on the stage. You see those numbers rolling along there as a stage, and I suggest you go to developphp.com and download the source file to get at the code and also to play with the demo that's on that page, and you can see how it functions. Alright, we'll see you guys next lesson.